Welcome to Press TV's News Review, where we dive deeper into some of the top stories of the day. Stick around. Welcome to News Review. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that North Korea is still posing a nuclear threat. The comments contradict remarks made by the U.S. President a few months ago when Donald Trump said that Pyongyang no longer posed any threat to Washington. Trump is set to meet for a second time with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam this week. The summit comes 8 months after a first round of talks in Singapore last June. Top on the agenda is expected to be North Korea's denuclearization. Well, joining us for this edition of the News Review, we've got Press TV's Frank Smith joining us from Seoul, and also author and researcher Greg Simons joining us from Uppsala. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Let's start off with Frank in Seoul. First of all, Frank, what do you make and what has the reaction been to this discrepancy that we're seeing in answers and responses coming from the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, which is in stark contrast to what the President, U.S. President Donald Trump, said about North Korea just a few months back?
Well, I'm sure it's not the only sort of element of discord in the feelings of the U.S. executive branch and advisors to President Trump. I'm sure if you got a candid remark from John Bolton, he'd have something different to say as well. Here in South Korea, though, the president of South Korea, Moon Jae-in, stated his optimism for the summit. He wants to see inter-Korean rapprochement continue and engagement with North Korea. He wants to see likely the Gaesong Industrial Complex, a joint industrial project inside North Korea, reopened that was shuttered under conservative governments here in South Korea. And he wants to see Mount Geumgang Tourism Resort inside North Korea, another inter-Korean sort of peace project, restarted. So he's expressing his optimism about these talks. But you mentioned in your preview remarks how the top item on the agenda is going to be denuclearization. I don't think that's the case for North Korea. They're going to be looking for some type of relief from the biting U.S.-led United Nations sanctions and unilateral U.S. sanctions against North Korea that it believes it deserves, given the fact it suspended its nuclear and missile tests for more than a year now and will argue that it no longer poses a threat to the United States.
Mr. Simons, what are your expectations for the Vietnam summit this week? And what are these contradictory statements in the higher echelons of the United States say about these negotiations and the outcome of them?
Well, if we start with the last question first, that is the contradictions. The contradictions are understandable, given that Trump tries to present himself as this conservative anti-globalist. Pompeo, given his particular career track, shall we say, through CIA and so forth, he's a conservative, but he's a globalist. So you've already got some significant ideological cleavages and differences there. Now, there have also been previous differences between Trump and his administration as well. But if we come to what are the expectations, well, expectations are based on why North Korea got or developed the nuclear arsenal first, and that was to protect themselves from a U.S. invasion, which almost happened under Bill Clinton's watch, but was talked out of it. So there are two things which North Korea has got out of developing the nuclear stockpile. One is regime survivability, that the Americans will not attack as long as they have a nuclear arsenal. The second point is, so long as they have a nuclear arsenal, they can bring the US to an international bargaining table, which they cannot do if they do not have such weapons.
And back to Frank Smith in Seoul. Frank, another important aspect of the negotiations between the United States and North that we have to consider is, are these negotiations bringing the Korean Peninsula one step closer to peace?
Well, I think you have to argue that perhaps it is. You know, I don't want to be singing the praises certainly of Donald Trump, but opening negotiations with North Korea is something that did not happen in the past. The Obama administration relied on something called strategic patience, and it resulted in continued animosity on the Korean Peninsula. Certainly, I don't advocate the methodology that Trump employed, threatening North Korea with total destruction at the United Nations General Assembly. Certainly wasn't, I feel, a productive way to move forward. Sitting down at the negotiating table is, and that's something this president, you know, to be honest with you, has done. You know, it's a contrarian sort of way that he's gone about this. But again, you know, I think it's a good thing, at least, that the U.S. and North Korea is sitting down. The previous summit, though, was really short on the details, and the U.S. has maintained the sanctions and pressure campaign. So more than sitting down and more than the symbolism that this may display to the international community, there needs to be some details in the U.S. policies toward North Korea and movement on this pressure and sanctions campaign. If we're going to see a really sort of sustainable peace on the Korean Peninsula, we're going to have to see the U.S. move toward relieving the sanctions at the United Nations and unilateral sanctions and changing its sort of policy toward North Korea if we're going to have a sustainable peace. Certainly that's what South Korea is looking for. It's looking for engagement with North Korea, bring North Korea into the international community.
Mr. Simons, your thoughts on the issue. Is peace on the Korean Peninsula, is it to come at the behest of these negotiations and North Korea's denuclearization or not?
Well, to give a rather academic answer, yes and no. Yes, insofar as what we're talking about before, the rather undiplomatic words of Trump to annihilate North Korea actually brought North Korea and South Korea closer together than they have been for a long time. So this is one good byproduct of a rather bad episode. But on the other hand, as has been stressed, as long as they're talking and constructive dialogue, this is all good. But I do not really see anything moving. And this is because while North Korea is giving something, the US is not reciprocating. So there is going to be, if nothing is reciprocated in these second talks, then North Korea will understand that its position is somewhat tenuous, and why should it give up something for nothing, like it did the last time?
All right, thanks a lot. Press TV's Frank Smith joining us from Seoul, author and researcher Greg Simons joining us from Uppsala. Thank you for contributing to this segment to the program. And with that, it brings us to an end here on this edition of Press TV's News Review. Stay tuned, though. There's plenty more to come here on Press TV. Up next, it's a continuation of the news.